Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. When I go to work every day, I have this beautiful town that I get to drive through called Laguna Beach. It's right along the water, it's an artistic community, and it truly is a lovely place to visit if you ever come to Southern California. Just the other day, I stopped there to go for a walk with my dog Einstein. It was a beautiful day, and there were many other people there enjoying the beautiful weather and day. As I was walking, there was a man walking towards me, and we were going to collide if both of us didn't change our direction. So I started moving to the right, and he started moving to the left. Though we weren't going to collide, we were still quite close to each other when we passed. And right when we did pass each other, he took his shoulder and slammed it pretty hard into my shoulder. My first emotional reaction was one of shock and a little bit of anger, because I thought, wow, why did he do that? I could tell by the way that he was dressed that either he was a homeless person or pretty close to it. I had politely smiled at him, as I often do when I pass someone, and I was working hard at getting out of his way. So I knew I hadn't done anything wrong, anything that clearly directly upset him. So what I did was, I turned around and said, "Are you okay? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bump into you." And he just nodded, but you could tell that he knew that I knew what had happened. And it ended. It was over. Nothing escalated. And I just went on my way. But I thought about it afterwards. I know what most people would have done in that situation. They would have yelled at him, saying, "Hey, why'd you do that? What's wrong with you? Hey, what's wrong? Come on, knock it off." Things like that. And when we do this, what we're doing is we're letting that person's bad day become our bad day. We're giving them power over to control us, to affect us, when really, often, and I do mean often, when something starts, it has very little to do with us. Usually it's just a mistake, a misunderstanding, but then we transform that misunderstanding, that miscommunication, into something ugly, into something painful. And we don't have to do that. What we can do, if we're choosing to live a happy life, is instead respond. Respond in a way that doesn't escalate, that doesn't lead to more upsetness. But unfortunately, what most people do is most people react. And we learn to react from a very young age. I don't know if you can remember, but if you happen to be around children, watch parents when their kids get a boo-boo. For example, little Sarah bumps herself on a chair and they say, "Bad chair, bad, bad chair, bad chair. Why'd you hurt Sarah? Bad chair." And they have Sarah get mad at the chair, and then it's over and Sarah goes off and plays her role in life. Because we do that at such a young age, we assume when someone hurts us, we need to respond in kind. And that's why we have wars that go on all over the world so often and for so long. When I was in graduate school, I got the opportunity to go to Lebanon and help paint a blind school that was there. And during that time, there had been a lot of fighting going on. And it had been going on for years, centuries actually. And no matter who I talked to, they'd always tell me how those other people, they killed my children, they killed my uncle, they killed my father. But the same would be true of the other factions. They'd say the exact same thing. And what happens is, when we react in kind to what's done to us, it just goes on and on and on. But truly, all the suffering that we experience comes from within us, comes from our false beliefs that we need to be upset when someone does that to you. It's like the man who bumped me on the beach. He could have ruined my day. Many people's days would have been ruined by that event, or at least for a little bit of time. But that's not my belief. My belief is I try to be kind towards people. Sometimes I make mistakes, and I apologize when I do. But mostly, I work it hard at being kind towards people. And when someone isn't kind back towards me, it usually has very little to almost nothing to do with me. And I realize that, so I don't get upset. So when I drive, I don't get upset when people cut me off. I just don't, because I realize they're probably having a very bad day. And I don't want to add to their day. I care for people. I want people to have a good life. And why would I want to make someone who's already miserable more miserable by me getting mad at them? Doesn't make any sense. And it also may seem like a bit of selfishness, but look at it from this perspective. Do I want to let other people make my day a bad day? Or would I rather have a good life, have a happy life, and not let others affect me negatively? If I change the way I think about things, guess what? The whole reality changes. Even if someone is yawning at me because I bumped them or did something to them, still, I don't have to engage. I don't have to go to the place where I fight back. I can walk away. I can call them on it. There's many other things I can do, but I don't have to let them ruin my day. If they ruin my day, I let them. Or perhaps a better way of seeing it, because I know there's examples we can all come up with that are pretty heinous that can affect our day. But if I let them ruin my life, if my belief system says, because my parents were mean to me, because they didn't pay for my university, because they got divorced, if my belief system says, then I have a right, I'm going to be angry, I'm going to be upset for the rest of my life, then the belief system is what's causing that. There are many people out there, no matter what example we can come up with, incest, rape, murder, who have gone through these events and come out of them well, and they're happy. So yes, we have to go through the healing process, of course. And yes, we have to set up boundaries, of course. But most of our suffering comes from our false beliefs. Let's say we go to the doctor, and he or she tells us we have cancer, and we probably have 2 years to live. We have choices now. Our beliefs will affect us. If we believe that, oh my goodness, this is going to be horrible. I'm going to go through chemotherapy, radiation. I'm going to lose my hair. I'm going to be in pain. Why is this happening to me? That may come, but if we stay with that, then what will happen is we will suffer for the next 2 years, and it will be pretty miserable. But if we say, and I can guarantee you there are people out there have said this, hey, I now only have a couple years of my life left to live. I know there's going to be suffering, but I'm going to do everything in my power to have an absolutely beautiful life and live my life to the fullest. Guess what? That's what's going to happen. Our beliefs shape our reality. So, if we want to have a happy life, we have to know what we're believing. And if we believe the world is a dark, miserable, cruel place, guess what? That's what we'll experience. But if we believe that, actually, most of the suffering, most of the pain that is experienced in life comes from misunderstanding, comes from false communication, comes from other sources. It's really not about me. Then what we do is we flow with life and our lives go well. So the bottom line is this. Yes, as we go through life, sometimes people are going to bump into us and hit us in the shoulder, sometimes pretty hard. But after we feel that initial reaction, then, at that point, our beliefs shape how it ends, how it keeps going. Will we respond in like kind and let that other person's misery become ours? Or will we realize that this probably has nothing to do with me? I can have a beautiful life no matter what's happening in my world. I can have a beautiful life no matter what. What I need to work towards is accepting what is and loving what is. Then I will have a beautiful life. The change we need in order to have this beautiful life is within us. Yeah, we'll do some changing externally, but most of the change that we need to do is within our own hearts. And when we change, the whole universe changes. Thank you for joining me on this week's Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. If you'd like to contact me directly, My email address is drpuff@cox.net. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.